Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Thank you.
Aaron Plessinger, first up, before we get too far into this, can you explain this? That Instagram off the start?
That's my getting ready dance moves. Okay. You know?
Yeah, it was matching the bass thumping. Yeah.
They were playing some music, and once they get the music playing, you can't stop my hips. Yeah. You know?
Hey, but the only thing that didn't work for you today was that starting position in that first moto. You moved further inside, but other than that, man, great day.
Yeah, for sure. Even though I got splashed off the start both times, I had to rip tear offs off the both times. I managed to work my way to the front pretty quick, and the Geico boys were riding really good. But
or even Cooper in the first one.
Yeah, and he was ripping. So they did a great job, and I just had a little bit more, and I kept feet on the pegs a little bit.
Hey, you had the title clinch last week, so we were talking. It could go either way for you. We saw the second moto when you had the title. You're like, hey, just everything caught up to me and everything, and it didn't go that well, but whatever. So we were thinking this week could be the same. You're coming in with an attitude of like, whatever, or pressure's off. I'm going to show these guys what it's all about.
Yeah, I was. This is my hometown race, and I had to give them something to be proud about, and that's what I did. And I didn't want to let them think that I didn't have anything for MXON. I had to back it up and come back here and prove everybody wrong. But I was just feeling comfortable, and I like these conditions. I love this track, and it's my last 250 race, so I had to make it something.
Second moto, like a little rideable. The track was decent, or no?
Yeah, it actually shaped up pretty good. It wasn't as deep, but it was definitely still really, really gnarly, and it was just getting down to the hard pack stuff under the mud, and that paddle tire didn't really like that. But all in all, I mean, these track workers did a tremendous job at keeping this track rideable today. I mean, in the practice, I was like, wow, it's gonna be a long day, but they made it tack up, and they made my bike about 100 pounds heavier in the first moto.
Yeah, those things are fast, man. Hey, big news this week. You're moving to 450s, like you said. What about the decision behind that? Did you want to stay? Did they throw a bunch of money at you? Did they come to you? Did you go to – like, talk about that process of going full-time 450. And, because you told us in the show you hope to do 250 Supercross, maybe 450 Outdoors. So take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, they came to me, and they came to me with the choice of
so much money.
yeah. Okay. But they came to me with the choice, and
for full-time 250 or
full-time 450, and I just told them, like, I'm for it if Bobby Reagan's for it. I don't want to mess his deal up, and he's kind of the one that brought me on and showed me motocross, so. I told him.
You didn't want to leave his team kind of in the lurch type deal.
Yeah. And I didn't want to leave him high and dry. And I told him to check with him. And if they got the okay from him, I'm all for it. Because, you know how bad I want to ride a 450. And I think it's a good decision.
Yeah, you get to do your own gear deal too. And, but now you got a full-time season. The work begins, right?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to be something to get used to, but I'm ready for it, and what better time than now?
I guess the only bad thing is no photos with number one plates racing, I guess, but that's about it, right?
Yeah, maybe I can work something in this off-season.
Just watch me with number one.
Yeah. Post an Instagram post or something.
Well, hey, it's been your year. Congratulations, and you showed it today, a 1-1 ride. So thank you, man, and we'll see you Monster Cup, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. Thank you.